As people flew off Jeanette Street, across town, sandbags were falling.
Getting ready to drop, and away they go.
And disappearing right into one of three breaches that betrayed New Orleans to the sea. We learned something that surprised us here. Despite what you've been hearing, not one of New Orleans' levees failed. All of the massive earthen levees survived. The failure was in flood walls like this one on the 17th Street Canal. The flood walls are miles long, but only 2 feet thick.
You never know which way the track's gonna go. And
Al Naomi is the man who manages New Orleans flood control for the Army Corps of Engineers. He was probably the first to understand what was about to happen to New Orleans.
The flood wall is very unforgiving. It's either there or it's not.
The walls were designed in 1965 to withstand a Category 3 storm. Category 4 Katrina pushed her surge over the top.
It just was overtopped and the water started pouring over. The support for the flood wall failed and it just pushed out and toppled over, and that was it.
What could have been done before now to prevent this from happening?
I don't know. I don't think
you know this better than anyone.
Well, yeah, but you see, there was not sufficient money or time to do anything about this. If somebody had said, okay, here's $1 billion, stop this failure from happening for a Category 4, it couldn't have been done in time. I'd have had to start 20 years ago. To where I feel today, I would have been safe from a Category 4 storm like Hurricane Katrina.
Shouldn't this have been done 20 years ago?
Sure. It should have been done 20 years ago. But, you know, what can we do about that? You have to recognize before we had Category 3 protection, we didn't have anything.